If thou hadst known the things that are to thy peace, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. I got some mail from Patrick Buchanan the other day. Well, actually, just a form letter asking for money. But I was intrigued by the little kicker on the outside of the envelope. My conservative friends at the National Humanities Institute have a plan for renewing American society, Pat Buchanan. And I thought to myself, well, I have a friend, and he has a plan for renewing American society, too. My friend's name is Jesus Christ, and he is our King and our God. His plan for the renewal of our society is called the Catholic Church. I mean, the genuine article, and not the watered-down imitation of today, full of the very ones, the very kinds of Catholics who, for a long time now, have been sabotaging Christ's plan for the renewal of American society. The French have a saying, Mon Dieu, gardez-moi de mes amis. My God, save me from my friends. As for my enemies, I'll take care of them myself. Save me from my friends. Pat Buchanan is an Irish Catholic. He should know better. And what about that other Catholic lady who was born right here in River City? She was in the headlines of late. Daughter of the Catholic governor of Ohio a number of years ago. She graduated from Summit Country Day School. Her name is Kathleen Sebelius. She serves in the Obama administration as Secretary of the Health and Human Services Agency, as they call it. And she's the one, 50 years after the pill was legalized in the last state of the Union, she's the one who now wants not only birth control, but abortion and the whole package to be part of every obligatory health insurance policy, as if the possible conception of a child were an illness to be avoided, the inception of life some kind of a sickness that needs to be covered and you need to be paying for as part of your plan. No wonder the Muslims are taking over. And don't worry about any Catholic opposition to the pill. The pollsters told us last month that nobody, much less Catholics, are opposed to that anymore. How do you think we went from illegal birth control and abortion in our land little over half a century ago to mandatory coverage for all of these abominations? It was our friends. It was the Catholics. It was the big Catholics, the premier Catholic family, the Kennedys, and a Cardinal Cushing of Boston. I just learned this last summer. Did you know that Cardinal Cushing in 1960 convened a meeting at the Kennedy compound in Hyannisport? All of the major Kennedys were there, and the Cardinal had brought in two Jesuits, and he wanted the Jesuits to explain to the politicians how they could support these things and still remain Catholics in good standing. And thus originated the line they all use now, well, you see, I'm personally opposed to this or to that, but I would never think of imposing my beliefs on others, as though our beliefs from Almighty God were a burden rather than a blessing to all of society. And Jack Kennedy, who was himself a very determined secularist, used that phrase in his speech more than once to get elected, and his mentor, Cardinal Cushing, chaplain to the Kennedy clan, was so bold right after the council, 65, to float this term out and its explanation during a radio interview. And meanwhile, our Lord surveyed what had been his mother's land, America, and he wept as he wept over his own land and his Jerusalem of old, which knew not the things that were to its peace. Those friends to whom he had entrusted his plan found it heavy and unbearable. So instead of the magisterium, we have today materialism, and the Muslims have passed beyond the gates of the West already, populating the empty cities of Europe. And I wonder how long until we have our D-Day, yes, our invasion and destruction, when our enemies will cast a trench about us. Those enemies who posed as our friends. Materialism denies our supernatural and sublime destiny. There's just matter, there's no spirit, but look at the paradox in this. Even as materialists seem to exalt the flesh at the price of the spirit, saying that the body beautiful, well-toned and well-clad and admired and the rest, that the body actually should be despised. Materialism denies the dignity of the flesh and disposes of bodies every day in a dumpster, which is where unwanted babies go in America. Materialism, you'd think it should be all about, well, matter, right? The flesh, the body, no soul to speak of. But remember, the devil, talk about a plan. He has it all figured out. The devil is no friend of ours. He is the deceiver from the beginning. Materialism makes us begrudge matter, especially when joined to the spirit at conception. It's to be considered as something evil. The concept of the embryo as an illness is brought to you by your Health and Human Services Secretary, a Catholic woman at its realm. But don't worry, the government will force you to carry insurance so as to cancel out that inconvenient life. You're covered, and so are they. And the flesh, life cheap, inconsequential. Now, this is all too much like the situation in medieval Europe with the Manichaean heresy, which pretty near destroyed society wherever it was spread until St. Dominic's friars, preachers, preached and prayed the rosary, as some of you did last night under threatening skies. And they succeeded in their crusade. They removed the threat. Their trench had already been dug, mind you. They brought about instead Christ's peace. Materialism limits life today, even as it claims to enrich it, although at the price of the life of another. The lead story in the New York Times Magazine this weekend is about how mothers can choose to carry one twin determined to destroy with impunity the other. The flesh is degraded. You'd think they'd be exalting it, but what's immodesty? What is impurity in dress and entertainment but a callous contempt of the flesh. The apostle sums it up quite neatly in the epistle. The people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. There's no sanctity here, just a cheap thrill. You grab it and you lose it, leave it behind you, and just move on. But all of this will change tomorrow. We're going to start putting our friend's plan, you and I, into effect. We Catholics. No more tears. No more hand-wringing and sighing at the trench that has already been cast about us. No, tomorrow, Monday, is materialism's defeat with Mary. The mausoleum, freshly opened, could not hold her, this blessed mother, body and soul. She goes to glory, she who gave flesh, her flesh, to God's Son, Jesus, become her son and our friend with a plan for our peace. Come tomorrow and see it unfold. Naturalism restricts religion to Sunday morning, and that barely. But we make bold to do it on a Monday. Materialism cheapens matter, even as it makes it the only thing that matters. But we'll go with the children, who are society's true blessing, holy water in hand, to bless tomatoes and cucumbers and mint and flowers, and to bless, too, the Mother of God, assumed a body and whole soul into heaven, to God's home. And God's Son we will bless, for he is our friend, and he has a plan. You'll see, he has a plan for our peace. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.